Craig, we should not disclose what we wear to work. We're in radio, so sometimes it doesn't matter. Of course, in these days of taking pictures and posting them on our Facebook page, sometimes our attire is put out into the public. But if you're somebody who wants to bring maybe a nice, good look back to work, we have a guy who can help us, Daniel Lawson. He's a costume designer for the critically acclaimed drama series The Good Wife, which earned him an Emmy nomination for costume design. He's here to help us this morning. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I appreciate it. I was just watching a Good Wife episode last night, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to talk to Daniel today. And who's more fun to dress, Christine Baranski or Juliana Margulies? Because Christine,
you know,
she seems...
I am so lucky. I know I'm going to give you the cop-out answer that you don't want to hear, but they are both so much fun. And when I dress Juliana and she loves the outfit, she strikes the red carpet pose. And when I put an outfit on Christine and she loves it, she always says, can I borrow this for Paris? So they're both very fun. They really are. And they have really fun, elegant, chic clothing on the show. So I'm pretty lucky to get to work with them.
Well, Christina Baranski, very versatile. You see her on Big Bang as some kind of a dowdy-looking woman. You know, she does comedy and drama. So,
right.
You know, what you put her in really can create a character then.
Great, yeah. Absolutely. My job is to help tell the story. So the clothing that I put them in must support what the actor's doing. It has to help tell the visual story. It has to help the arc of the script. The wardrobe definitely, just like in real life, just like clothes that you put on, and it sort of tells us about you. It's exactly what I do.
Yeah, but they don't seem to wear the same shirt on Thursday like I do. What can you help me with? There are people who are dressing to make it versatile, so it doesn't seem like, oh, it's that outfit again.
Well, you know, Bruce, people have spoken with me about what you're wearing all the time, and we need to help you out there. it's important to go out and look for pieces that you feel comfortable in that convey the look that you want. And you can always sort of do the variation on the theme. I assume you were serious. If there are pieces of clothing that you know you feel really comfortable in, you're like, I love button-down collars, button-down shirts. That's the shirt that I love to wear. Go out and get a variation on it. But it's important that you get one that fits. So fit is key. I hound people about that. I hound them at the show. I hound them in real life. It's important that the clothing that you pick fits you. And I don't care what your body type is. Just make sure that the clothes fit.
Talk about making sure that we're getting our budget in tow. Because you can get something that looks really great, and you're thinking, well, I got to get my money's worth out of that because I paid a lot for it. Or I got this maybe at a thrift store, and I can make it work. What are your suggestions on keeping our budget intact with our wardrobe?
Right. That's a really good question. You know, we spend so much time and so much money pulling together our clothing and our closets, and you want those clothes to last. At The Good Wife, we use a product called Dryel. You can go to dryel.com to learn more about it, but it's an at-home dry cleaning product, and we use it on the show between scenes and sometimes from day to day if the actors have to wear the clothes from one day and then start the next day in the same outfit again. It's a great product because it actually doesn't shrink the clothing. It doesn't fade the color. It doesn't stretch it. I can also, since I'm using it in my dryer at the studio or on the wardrobe truck, I can do it at midnight. I'm not confined to having to go with the hours of the dry cleaner. And it actually saves us a good bit of money on dry cleaning. So that's great. Something else that you can do, you need to make sure that you store your clothing well. I think a lot of people stuff their clothes into their overstuffed closets. So once you've gone through and sort of cleaned out your closet a little bit so you have some room in there, you want your clothes to hang nice and neatly so that they get actually some air. Clothes sort of breathe. They need to get that air. You also need to store things on proper hangers. All of these things will help the longevity of your wardrobe. And remember that there are key pieces in your wardrobe that are going to be your workhorse pieces. Oh, I love that pair of pants. I wear them every other day, that sort of thing. Dryel is great for being able to freshen those pieces up and give them a longer life.
Daniel, here we are in 2015. We're talking about dressing for work. Are there any colors that we should stay with or maybe any we should back off from?
Well, on the show, I certainly try to use color in the workplace. I think the standard colors are black, navy, brown, gray, and I certainly use those, but I also try to get color in there and sort of liven it up. So my advice is not to be afraid of color. I mean, certainly don't blow it out, especially if you're a lawyer and you're going into a courtroom. You don't want to be in a huge, bright red cherry suit saying, look at me, look at me. But adding some color in there is nice and can give you a little bit of attention that you maybe wouldn't have otherwise.
So tell me, is there a secret, like, do you ever take a wardrobe used on one show and then it'll show up on somewhere else? So if I'm watching a rerun of something, I'll think, hey, that's the outfit they wore in season two.
You know, that's so funny that you say that. There actually was just something I saw in, I think it was People Magazine, and Patricia Field, who, you know, Devil Wears Prada, Sex and the City, she's an amazing designer, but there's a, you know, as costume designers, we all carry pieces in our own sort of personal collection that we love to use. And there was some fur cape that she had that they actually showed it in three different projects that she had used it on. And I was like, aha! So somebody with a keen eye certainly would have been able to pick those out. And absolutely, there are definitely pieces that we love that you can carry from one show to the next. They're sort of iconic and they can last a long time.
Well, maybe it's her lucky piece, you know. If she puts, it's like Alfred Hitchcock showing up in
his
films. You put that piece of clothing in there somewhere, it'll work its way in. You have its own Wikipedia page eventually.
That's right. Is it like your shirt, Bruce?
I think so. Well, usually my lunch will determine whether my shirt gets worn again after that, too.
Very good.
Because we try to get the stains out is a big thing in keeping it looking fresh. Our guest today has been Daniel Lawson. People want to find out more about that product you talk about, or find out about some of the great fashions out there. What's a good place for them to do that?
Go to dryell.com. We have lots of tips and hints on maintaining your wardrobe and making it last.
Sounds very good. Daniel, thanks for the work you do on The Good Wife. I appreciate it. And we'll talk with you soon again. Thank you.
Thanks. Keep watching.
Thanks.